Welcome to the closing talk. As they say, it's a wrap. Nope. Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, let's look at some numbers. We had roughly 5K concurrent views on the platform, which we are using, roughly 23K users in total. Of those, roughly 13K were active. More than 4,000 using their existing Matrix accounts, 7,500 using the Fostum infrastructure, which we built up, and roughly 1,000 connected through through Irklabira chat. This equated roughly 1.5 gigabit of peak outgoing streams, concurrent, obviously. And we have more than 8,000 video transcriptions, either pre-processing or post-processing or pre-processing or re-post-processing as of this noon. We'll see a little bit about the transcoding in a second. That equates, as of right now, roughly 300 hours of content. And we have roughly 20 videos published as I speak. Waffles, many. And these slides, almost 20 megabytes. You'll see why in a second. These are by far the largest slides I've ever made in my life. So about this pre and post processing. If you are a speaker or a dev room manager, please, 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 with sugar on top, like your waffles, look for email from noreply@fosdem.org. You are getting emails or email, depending, titled Your Fosdem 2022 Talk, titled blah, blah, blah. Please look at that email and go through the steps which are listed out there. We need you to make sure that the video is cut correctly. So the end and the beginning is cut correctly. No issues with audio or anything. And then you can confirm that, yes, this talk is done and final. And then we can actually transcode it one last time and upload it to the archives. If you're not doing this, the video volunteers and the video team are doing this. So they get to view those hundreds upon hundreds of hours to make certain that, yes, the thing is actually correct and it's cut correctly and everything is nice and shiny. And then it can be published. By crowdsourcing this effort, we basically make certain that we get everything up on the archives a lot more quickly. So please look for those emails and please do that work. If you were not able to make it to Brussels, this is what you missed. It's cold, it's rainy, it's great, as every year. In case this cousin doesn't come across properly on the video, this is not a solid block of water sitting on Ground Plus, but it is the cobblestones absolutely wet. And yeah, Brussels as we love it. But it looked differently yet again. This is one of us giving an inside sneak of how the command center of Fosdem staff is looking these days. But I guess it's fine. No matter if you're a single person, if you're on the road, if you're with family, we know what we had, but we are making the best of what we have. Some of you are in hackerspaces with appropriate Club Mate, or just at home with sometimes an impressive amount of devices between all of us, but I do guess we are nerds and geeks. Recording the things which all of you have seen over this weekend. Even taking care of the plush toys and masking up properly when interacting with other plush toys, or doing socially distanced outside viewing parties, or indoor viewing parties, fully masked and then go outside for barbecue at the beach, which honestly is kind of inviable. Or even going to the metaverse, basically proving that we had this term 20 years ago and we actually have meaning there. In 3D to walk around, or in 2D, reusing what we had for CCC, proving that everyone can be a princess if they really, really want to. One of the things which was shown is how distributed we are. Some of us literally woke up in the night to just give their talk and be there for the Q&A, which honestly is also a little bit on of failure on our side with my monitoring dev room head on. We should have taken this into account more. Sorry for this. But yeah, no matter if you're human or if you're a spider, FOSDEM is about one thing, beer, well, or non-alcoholic drinks if you prefer. But yeah, everyone made the best of it. And we literally filled a few pubs apparently with pizza and people and made it full. Or were just at home having fun. Or brought the waffle maker into the pub, of course. That's what you do. So yeah, cheers to you all. No matter if you had proper waffles and beer and even fox earrings or just waffles and beer, albeit with the appropriate plate from Belgium, I guess, or making your waffles at your makerspace. Sometimes the waffles very different. Sometimes the waffles were made really, really weirdly. But oftentimes the waffles were waffles in a variety of forms. Although arguably, if you put too much chocolate on your waffles, you don't have enough space for all the sugar. So that's an engineering trade-off which you might want to reconsider. Or no waffles at all. There were a few happy mistakes. It was waffles at home, not waffles in bed, but this works. It also was not muscles at home, but again, this works. And we also proved that through technology and software and agile processes and avoiding the waterfall model, waffles which initially didn't turn out too well could be turned into quite decent waffles within a mere weekend. It was a waffle sprint. Some of us even went way beyond waffles, and some of us, quite frankly, decided to just torture FOSDEM staff. We don't know why we didn't get any of those waffles. We just know that we would like some of those waffles. But anyway, those were nice. Still, the thing is, most of us, I know personally, the main feeling I have about this online FOSDEM and not being able to be in person with all of you is basically this. What? We made the best of it. We come to the thank yous. We would like to thank the sponsors yet again. Of course, without the sponsors, this wouldn't work. We would also like to thank all the volunteers. As you can see, there are a lot less than previous years, but also there's a lot less work this time than hopefully next year. So yeah, please sign up on Volunteers FOSDEM org for the next one. We want to thank the Matrix and Element teams and people who kept the whole thing running on the platform side. And also the Liberia chat staff, taking care of the IRC side of the bridge for people to interact on that end. For sending out all the shirts, those are the people we want to thank you. And again, 13th of February is the cutoff when you can order, or when we send out the last batch of shirts. After that, it's gone. And all the staff. And surprise, Harry, even if they didn't make it this time, of course, with all the pandemic and the dark and the cold and everything, they had to go to the Caribbean to kind of get a breather. Hi, if you see this, hopefully see you next year. I'll be getting you yet another suit. I don't know which yet, but you will be getting one. Yeah, and also thank you. Of course, without all the attendees, without all of you coming back year after year, speaking, helping, or just being there and taking part, FOSDEM would not be the same. Again, for the speakers and the dev room managers, please, 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 please look for this email and please do what it says in that email. Of course, again, any talk which you are not reviewing and polishing to a sparkle we have to do. And it scales a lot better if you do it and not us. And also for the speakers, if you don't do it, your dev room managers get to do it, speaking from experience. So please look for those emails and do the thing. In case you have any feedback, feedback@fosdem.org, you also have all the feedback links scattered throughout the schedule and everywhere, but that is the main avenue of giving feedback, feedback@fosdem.org. We'll be reading everything and we reply to almost everything. But yeah, literally a dozen or more people are reading every single email and extracting what we can. If you want shirts and hoodies, you have, again, until the 13th of February. We'll be cutting off some time before that. It'll probably be on the websites. But don't wait until the last second if you want a shirt and or a hoodie. After the 13th of February, they're out and you won't be getting any more. So for now, this is goodbye. But we do hope to hug and see you in person next year. Hopefully. And maybe same as with the anniversary we had in 2020, maybe next year there'll even be cake. Thank you and see you.